Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Freedom to Assemble Rally, October 9 on the steps of the California Capitol from 9 to 11 a.m. I have accepted the invitation to speak a short exhortation to stand as we stand together with other California pastors for the inalienable right to peaceful assembly. In obedience to our only rightful potentate, King Jesus. Now that's Friday, October 9 at 9 a.m. on the steps of the Capitol in California. Pastor Burkholder, leading this event with Pastor Rogers, who is director of California Capitol Connection, are bringing church to the Capitol. Newsom and company are attempting to shut down the churches, but they're okay with protests, so these brave pastors have decided to gather and protest to take church to the Capitol. I encourage you to come join us, if you possibly can, Freedom to Assemble California, October 9, from 9 to 11, at the California State Capitol. What is on the menu for today? Trotsky Joe's and the masked Nazi double down. There is something very weird going on with the mask thing, my friends. Dems support the riots. Oh, man, that had to hurt. I just saw a little video clip of a truck running down a protester. Yikes! Now, I did follow up on that, and the person that was hit received minor injuries and will be okay. But, you know, that's why mommies and daddies teach their kiddies not to play in the streets. But anyway, Barr announces New York, Portland, and Seattle are anarchy zones. Trotskyites beware, the Barr bear is rising. Jordan Cunningham and that lib chick running against him here on the Central Coast. It's a Central Coast values race. Eh? Dems make course adjustment on mail-in ballot strategy. SCOTUS pickup date. Most believe it's down to a choice between Barrett and Lagoa. Not sure where they come up with that, but Trump might surprise us. Huh? Will he pull a Kavanaugh? Hey, good news for the Dems. Trump finally agreed to concede the election. In the event, it comes down to a Supreme Court decision and they decide against him. All right, some fears that the rhinos are going to betray us again. And then some confirmation that Trump was right. The Obama administration insider admits in newly released text messages that Trump was right all along about all of this. Hunter Biden report raises eyebrows and concerns. And Rand Paul's going to send it to the DOJ for criminal referral. Russia's right. Biden will do all he can to dodge the debate. And then a little touch on the nature of evil if we have time. I doubt that we'll get to half of this. But let's begin with the attack of the Trotskyites.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
The attack of the Trotskyites. My dove, a term of endearment I use from my beloved, is a culture war hawk. We have been shopping regularly at Trader Joe's for decades. I mean, I think we discovered the quaint but cool tropical theme store back in about mid to late 70s. We drove into AG when we moved out here to find a Trader Joe's to walk the aisles and fill our cart with goodies until they opened one here in Santa Maria off Bradley at Stoll. The Dove went to shop there a few days ago and dutifully took her place in the line with everyone spaced out 6 feet apart. She had her mask in hand, all ready to go. She knows the rules. Wear a mask when you can't social distance or when you enter a commercial or public building. Ere long, out came a Trader Joe's employee whose task, apparently, is to inspect the line. It's necessary to enforce the social distancing rule, you know. He ordered a few in line to put on their mask. Huh, that's odd. We're outside and 6 feet apart, Becky thought. When he came to Mrs. Scheidbach, he ordered her to put her mask on. She refused. I'm outside and social distancing. I'll put the mask on when I enter your store. But the rules for mask wearing keep changing, don't they? And the changes are consistently in the direction of greater and greater restrictions, ever tightening the grip of government upon your life. They put you in the squeeze of oppression. They want you to feel their power to control you. Up until recently, CDC said, wear a mask when you can't social distance. Now, the CDC website says, quote, CDC recommends that people wear masks in public settings and when around people who don't live in your household, especially when other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain, end quote. So what does that mean? Well, first, it's a recommendation because, of course, the CDC can't demand or require or make a law, right? Neither can bureaucrats, by the way. Neither can bureaucracies, by the way. But anyway, second, if I am to wear a mask in public, but especially so when social distancing is difficult, well, then I must take that to mean if social distancing is reasonably easy to maintain, well, then in that case, I do not need to be especially concerned about wearing a mask. Nevertheless, we certainly do believe in private property and respect the right of proprietors to, well, refuse service to anyone. So if a store owner wants to go all mask Nazi, well, that's their business, isn't it? So the Trader Joe's line patrol employee says, well, I guess you can talk to the manager. And Mrs. Scheibach replied, saying, well, sure. So the Trader Joe's manager comes out and instructs Mrs. Scheibach to put on her mask. Becky explained to the manager of Trader Joe's in Santa Maria that she was social distancing and outside and had difficulty breathing through these crummy masks, and they don't work anyway, and that she would put it on, however, before she entered the store. Well, CDC recommendations include an exception for people who have trouble breathing. Some people have issues in masks. They get faint if they have to wear them for any length of time. My wife is one of those people. The manager said, well, I guess you can shop elsewhere. And Mrs. Scheibach said, now that is something that I can do. So Trader Joe's is off the shopping list for the Scheibach household. After I heard the story, I remembered the many conversations I had with Russian believers after the fall of the Berlin Wall. This is how they lived every day. Communist Party neighborhood spies and, you know, would stick their nose into your business. They would police their own communities, walking lines to make certain everyone was in compliance. The self-appointed and government-encouraged communist compliance constabularies. Spying on their own neighbors and sometimes policing them. So I called Trader Joe's Trotsky Joe's, somewhat humorously, in honor of Trotsky's efforts to impose conformity on all his Russian comrades. Everyone dressed the same, talked the same, you know. Trotsky Joe's. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you wear. A Trotskyite will lurk about and report you and you'll be disappeared. Oh, wait, that's a China thing, right? Well, communism, yeah, that's the same thing. In fact, I think China learned it from Lenin, didn't he? The Democrat Party is divided between the Alinskyites and the Trotskyites. You know, Alinsky advocated for a kind of passive-aggressive approach, where Trotsky advocated for open armed rebellion. Trotskyism is a political economic philosophy named after Lev Davidovich Bronstein, a.k.a. Leon Trotsky. His given name, you see, betrayed his Jewish ancestry, and that made some Bolsheviks uncomfortable. Yeah, Trotsky, another Jew that embraced a social movement that hates Jews. Go figure. Trotsky was a communist socialist leader in the Bolshevik Revolution. His brand of revolution included elements of anarchy and the use of violence to advance socialism, you see. So, well, that's interesting. Maybe Trotsky Joe's is not quite right. I don't think that they're advocating for anarchy or, you know, burning down buildings and stuff. Anarchy is supposed to be, however, a movement against law or rule. So this appears to be the opposite of that. Whereas Nazism, on the other hand, is all about conformity to the imposed rules from Herr Hitler, you know, Der Führer, you know, the Pope or Newsom. That whole divine right of kings thing. All that stuff that that the troglodytes continue to dream about in their caves. So Nazi Joe. Well, an American soldier is called G.I. Joe, and the Germans were called Jerry's. Now, that's a weird one. Developed in World War I, most think it was a sort of patronym for the national name German, a Jerry. Some think it was taken from the helmet the Germans wore because it resembled a chamber pot called a Jeroboam. Wow. Now, that's weird, and even weirder, but I can't go on with this. So, Trader Joe's is an American store. Okay, so, you know, Nazi Joe or American Nazis. Okay, it works, sort of, in a way. But the fact is, although Trotsky advocated for promoting his socialist agenda through violent overthrow of the existing order, the aim was to replace it with a new order, well, all sorts of orders. And Trotskyites were well known for ordering people around, you know, subordinating the individual to the collective. And so I'm back to Trotsky Joe's anyway, just sounds better. Now, I'll tell you this little story because this mass thing is getting out of control, friends. And it's all about control. Fauci never told us what it is he learned about masks that he didn't know before, you know, back when he told us that Americans don't need to go around wearing masks. Back when he told us that masks are most, actually, that was more, a little more recently, he said masks are mostly symbolic. If he's pressed, you know, he'll admit that they really aren't all that effective. And he admitted that essentially they serve to remind you that there's a pandemic going on. And I read that in one of the CDC reports. It's been scrubbed lately because they got a little too much heat on that. And admitted that the efficacy of the masks the CDC is recommending is questionable at best. You know, that for all their talk about masks effectively blocking particles, listen to these liars and understand how they lie. Yeah, a mask blocks particles. But every scientific study I've read, the surgical masks are ineffective against nanoparticles, little bitty, itty, 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 bitty ones. You know, friend, the cloth covering you're wearing that's recommended by CDC, it will not protect you from transmitting or contracting COVID-19. It will not. And if you press them, every single one of those liars will have to admit it. The cloth mask simply is not going to, anyone who tells you otherwise is a liar who buries themselves in these little caves with the troglodytes who dream about the days when they could control everyone's life. You know, I can't take the time now to repeat all the research I've already done debunking the efficacy of masks to protect you from something that is so small that moves through a cloth mask like a grain of sand falls through a chain link fence used as a sieve. Nor do I have time at present to discuss the ongoing struggle in the underground health workers' rebellion against the lies that are being used to push us toward a communist socialist state where governors can declare a crisis and then your rights are gone, you know. Or discuss with you how actually the mask is symbolic of oppression, specifically the oppression of free speech. But hey, here is where this is going. In Idaho, three citizens were arrested because they refused to put on a mask when outside. And here's another story about a mother who refused to put on a mask, and when they attempted to arrest her and she resisted it, they tased her. Yeah. So now they're tasing people and arresting people, and store owners, at least Trader Joe's here in Santa Maria, are telling you, shop elsewhere. Okay, we will. Friends, someone needs to stand up to these mass Nazis. And I think it would be unfair, of course, to suggest that all Trader Joe's are Trotskyites, but the manager here in Santa Maria certainly is, whether she realizes it or not. Okay, my friend, hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
The choice is clear. One side wants to remove America out from under God. The other side wants to reaffirm America as one nation under God. One side wants to force homosexuality, promiscuity, and abortion to term on all of us. They want to force us to recognize 51 genders. They want to take away our right to self-defense. They want to encourage men to think they're girls and force our girls to compete with men in athletics. They are unreasonable and wicked. We must stand against this spirit of Antichrist. The choice is clear. The battle for America is on. Choose your side, the spirit of Jesus Christ and liberty, or the spirit of Antichrist and tyranny. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march. An enemy that's trying right now to steal from us our liberties. Andy Caldwell for Congress. He has the much coveted endorsement of the brain masseur. But really, Andy Caldwell's a good man. A solid conservative. I believe we can trust him to represent us faithfully in the Congress and support Trump in making America great again. And Jordan Cunningham, he has my vote. Did you hear the ad that Lib Chick is running against him? She represents herself as a true liberal, you know, and Cunningham as, well, not. Well, okay. After describing herself as being pro-abortion and anti-business, I mean, as much as so, and then explaining that Cunningham is pro-life and pro-business, well, okay. She says in her drippy sort of liberal condescending tone that this does not make Jordan Cunningham a bad person. It only means that Jordan Cunningham does not represent our Central Coast values. Really? Really? So, what? She wrote the book on Central Coast values? She's the arbiter of Central Coast values now. If you want to know what Central Coast values are, well, you're going to have to ask her, because apparently she is the embodiment of those values. This is so typical of liberals. Arrogance seeps through their pores, and they're not even aware of it. Which is the amazing thing. That young girl, she's not even aware of how arrogant she is. What a presumption. There are a great many conservatives on the Central Coast, I would like you to know. I'm among them. How dare she suggest that my moral values and those like me and so on are outside of what she calls Central Coast values? You got to be kidding me. I'm so sick of these people and their arrogant presumption that, you know, they are the measure of goodness. Promoting the murder of infants in the womb? Well, that's not a value of the Central Coast. It's something liberals embrace who live on the Central Coast, but you can't call that a Central Coast value. Right? Both liberals and conservatives live here, lady. Liberals think the world is defined by their opinions and those of their friends. What makes her think she gets to decide what are Central Coast values? Well, here's the thing, my friend. I want the values of a Jordan Cunningham to represent us here on the Central Coast. Not hers. Dems make course adjustment on mail-in ballot thingy. Why'd they do that? You know, all along the Dems have been driving hard on the mail-in ballot scheme. You know, it was a major part of their campaign strategy. I've been praying about this very fervently. Many of you have. We've been praying that God would reveal any effort to steal this election by voter fraud. Right after we started praying that way in a very fervent manner, one story after another began popping up exposing the vulnerability of mail-in ballots to fraud. I mean, there are Democrats going to jail over this. I've also been praying Trump's team would tool up in preparation for this. And of course, Trump is smart, and he could see this is coming. And I learned recently that he has been taking steps to prepare. Trump and the Democrats know that this election is very likely going to end up in the court, and his team, that is Trump's team, is ready to challenge the election in court if the Dems go forward with their mail-in ballot scheme or if other evidence of voter fraud surfaces. But the left already knew that, so that can't account for their pivot, as it's been being called, or their change in direction. I mean, it's not news to them that Trump was preparing to litigate. In fact, that's the plan. I mean, the Dems wanted to foul the ballot in order to push the election into court or into question. I mean, if they could stack the ballot sufficiently to win the Electoral College, well, then Trump would litigate. Of course, he'd end up in court. And then if they lost, in spite of their fraudulent attempts, using all those government-paid teachers, you know, working hard to fill in ballots shipped in from China and Russia. LOL. Hey, you know, Russia hates Trump and loves the Democrats. Don't be fooled by all that nonsense. Anyway, if the Dems' efforts to pack the ballots didn't work, well, they would use questions raised about the ballots as a pretext to get the election into courts. So either way, the Dem strategy included a plan to throw the election into the hands of the courts and ultimately the Supreme Court. But you see, that's back when they had the court in their pockets. Now, not so much. Now it's almost a certainty that the court is going to be conservative. And that means it will rule honestly, according to law, in other words, and not according to political correctness. So that takes us to the SCOTUS pick update. Barrett or Lagoa? It appears it comes down to these two. Why is that? Has there been a leak or something? You know, did Trump even say that these two were on his short list? Actually, no, we don't know. We haven't seen that list. We will find out Saturday who he picked. Trump has finally figured out who he can trust in the White House. That's another something I've been praying fervently about. So anyway, it's 100% speculation, but it does seem to me well-founded speculation. You know, except I think the left is kind of pushing Lagoa. Yeah, the lesser of the two conservatives, which, of course, in left speak, is the lesser of two evils, you see. And I'm looking at my time, and I'm probably not going to get to talk to you about the issue of evil. I'll have to save it for another time. The left is targeting Amy Coney Barrett. They are saying nothing about Lagoa. Well, I mean, nothing bad. Lagoa was confirmed to the 11th Circuit by 80% of the Senate. Now, that means a whole lot of Dems were happy to confirm her. Feinstein, of all people, gladly endorsed her confirmation. Now, by contrast, Amy Coney Barrett was attacked by Feinstein specifically on the ground of her faith. And Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed to the 7th Circuit by a vote of only 55-43. Now, that's virtually a party line vote. I mean, only three Democrats voted for her. But Lagoa's appointment to the 11th Circuit Court received the support, well, of all the Republicans, but also of 26 Dems and one liberal independent. Now, of course, this does not mean Lagoa is liberal. I'm not saying that. It just means she has a lot of liberal support, like John Roberts did. Remember him? He was appointed to the court by a vote of 78-22. Very interesting. Many would think Lagoa's ability to garner liberal support would be a good thing. And yeah, in another world, but not in this one, liberals are communists today. The party's gone. It's sad, but it's true that Democrats do not vote for conservatives on the court unless they smell some liberal sympathies in them. You know, like Roberts. Notice that right now all left media is saying Lagoa would be a tough customer for the Democrats to attack. Hard to attack a Latina and so on. Yeah, that's what they're saying about Lagoa. These people are liars. You can't believe a word they say. Barrett, on the other hand, is getting all of the attention from the left. We are being told she is a member of some Christian cult. Yeah. That she is the inspiration for a book titled A Handmaid's Tale. Now, what's that about? And what are they trying to say here? Well, here's a synopsis. One, quote, a religion-based autocracy has taken over most of the United States, renaming the country Gilead, end quote. Where, quote, women are second-class citizens, end quote. This comes from somebody named Grant, so I don't know who it is. Kenneth Chisholm, another person I don't know, but this is the individual who offered this summary. And he said The Handmaid's Tale is set in a dystopian future where a woman is forced to live as a concubine under, now here's the key expression, a fundamentalist theocratic dictatorship, end quote. You see, the left is already prepping for their attack. They're going to try to cast Amy Coney Barrett as an advocate for theocracy. And I'm going to do a whole show on theocracy. But obviously we don't have time to do that right now. So, are they sending a warning to Trump and to Barrett of what they're going to get? And, you know, it'll get worse than that. If that doesn't take hold, they'll come up with something else. While at the same time, are they sending the message, oh, you know, but Lagoa now, she would be a tough customer for us to handle. What's that supposed to be telling Trump? Well, Trump he knows how to listen to these people. He knows how to listen through their little games. What a bunch of Jeroboam bucket stuff. Barrett is a woman. That's supposed to be sacrosanct among liberals, isn't it? Clarence Thomas is black. Remember what they did to him? And remember when they said concerning Amy Coney Barrett, how they're going to have to soft pedal with her because she's a woman? Remember that? Listen, friend, you need to wake up. It's about one thing with these people, power to advance their agenda to fundamentally transform America into a Venezuela. Yeah, that's what they want. To surrender America to China. Yeah, to fold the United States into a one-world order under the power of that man lurking in the shadows that pulls Soros strings. More on that another time. Media response to Trump's refusal to make a promise to concede. Quote, Mr. President, real quickly, win, lose, or draw in this election, will you commit here today for a peaceful transfer of power after the election? There has been rioting in Louisville. There's been rioting in many cities across the country. Your so-called red and blue states, end quote. So, you know, he had to throw the red and blue states, right? Yeah, because, you know, Kentucky, a red state. The issue has never been riots are happening there. The issue has been how the blue states are responding to the riots. Ugh, these people. So Trump explains that it depends on what happens. And the media go apoplectic, right? Oh, how shocked this guy was. What a liar. You weren't shocked at all. It's exactly the response you anticipated that he would give you. Anyway, I'm glad Kerem brought up the riots. So who are creating the unrest in the streets? Mr. Kerem? That's the Kamala cohort, man. These are the Trotskyites, the militant arm of the cohort committed to overturn America and subject America to China. China money behind the riots. Oh, yeah, make no mistake about that. A founder of BLM receiving money or making a connection with an organization that's funded by Chinese Communist Party. Yeah, we know that's going down. So, Mr. Kerem, I have a question for you. Why aren't you asking BLM if there's going to be a peaceful transfer of power, win, lose, or draw? Why aren't you asking Biden this question? Why are you only asking Trump? Why do you think it's okay for Gore to have challenged the results of an election over Chads and so on? Hanging Chads. But Trump can't do that. Was Gore willing to accept a peaceful transfer of power? Oh, not until after he threw up all kinds of dust, Jimmy Eyes dust, screaming, yelling, hollering. How about Hillary and Obama, friend? Obama launched an all-out attack on Trump and created the most disruptive transfer of power in the history of America. The Democrats have done that, friend. They're the ones who have resisted the results of an election to the point of creating an almost impossible situation for transfer of power. They've contributed to what has been the most disruptive, contentious transfer of power ever in the history of the United States of America. If there's any question about whether there will be a peaceful transfer of power, you need to ask the Democrats. They're the ones advocating for a corruption of the ballot system. They're the ones making threats of impeachment every day. Yeah, they're the ones that brought a salacious and fraudulent dossier that they used to illegally obtain warrants to spy on, interfere with the peaceful transfer of power, and create havoc and all kinds of problems. The whole thing, we've had nothing but problems from these people. A peaceful transfer of power? You've got to be kidding me. You're asking Trump that question? Why don't you guys look in a mirror? You're the ones that have fomented unrest and disruption. At least you've tried in every way you can to disrupt this presidency. You're the ones that we need to ask you. We're going to ask you, are you going to allow for a peaceful transfer of power or a peaceful continuance of power? More likely the case. And that's the trick here, you know, transfer of power, transfer of power. Well, if he won, why would he be talking about a transfer of power? Anyway, let me know what you think about this. I've lit the lamps in the Church of Belfry Arch. You let me know if you see they're on. Lights on if you agree, lights off if you disagree. Call 1-805-314-2114 or go to godswar2020.com. God bless you, God bless America, and I'll see you in church.
Okay, soldiers, speak up and charge the gates of hell.
For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturday at 12 noon